David Rebick proposes uniform gambling age rules. David Rebick, a retired gaming regulator who oversaw the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement for about 13 years, recently came out that he believes gambling markets should have a standard set of rules across all of them regarding minimum ages, including entering a casino or buying lottery tickets. Rebick was the director during the time the Casino Control Act was passed, which helped set the guardrails and framework for the 9 retail casinos in Atlantic City. Rebick's concern and uniform age belief. Rebick also said that land-based gambling regulation need to be updated as he believes they may be outdated compared to when they first passed decades ago with so many changes to the sports betting and gambling industries. He believes that the minimum age to participate in lottery and daily fantasy sports should be 21, up from 18, which is the same age requirement to enter a casino or engage in sports betting. New Jersey law considers fantasy sports a skill game as opposed to chance, so it doesn't fall under the Casino Control Act. Other things like social casinos also fall outside this law. By changing the age, Rebick believes this could fend young adults off from getting into gambling for 3 more years. Quote, revising the age sends a powerful message that all gambling is an adult privilege. For some youth, gambling results in at-risk behavior with damaging lifelong consequences. Minors and 18 to 21 years old will undeniably benefit from the extra time to fully understand and prepare for any form of legal gambling engagement in the future. David Rebick, retired gaming regulator. The New Jersey online gaming market is booming. In 2023, New Jersey online casinos brought in $1.92 billion in revenue, and 2024 is set to break that mark with ease after posting $1.52 billion through August 2024. For context, in 2019, the online casino revenue was $482.7 million. Still a lot, but it's grown by 300% or so. We also saw sports betting draw in over $1 billion in 2023 from sports betting. Since the launch of sports betting, there's been more than $4 billion in revenue and nearly $519 million in taxes from sports betting alone. A federal bill was recently introduced to ban regulations on sports betting advertising. Rebick opposes it as he believes gaming regulators should be in charge of it as opposed to politicians. A study conducted by New Jersey's Fairleigh Dickinson University in September 2024 found that 10% of young men in the United States exhibit some form of gambling addiction. The general population is at about 3%.